Hey everybody, Mr. Magenta here with your Shitty Song of the Week weekly recap. Last week was an epic battle between two artists in the genre known as hyperpop, or as I like to call it, shit. First up was 100 Gex with Money Machine, and if you ever wanted to hear auto-tune chipmunks croon over distorted trap music, then this is the song for you, and it sucks. Really bad. But after hearing the song I went up against, Crushed by Black Dresses, that 100 Gex song sounded like fucking Mozart. Oh, where do I begin with this fucking song? It sounds like a bunch of dumb kids bought a plugin library with auto-tune, distortion, and lo-fi, then snorted horse tranquilizer, and fucked around trying to make a song with no rhythm, no melody, and no song structure. The obnoxious distortion and audio effects sounded like they were turned on and off at random by a shit-faced monkey stabbing at a mixing board with his dick. I've heard avant-garde, free-flowing jazz that made more musical sense than this abortion of a song. This song did the impossible. It made me nostalgic for when they brought Broken Side to the show. Yeah. This song is that fucking bad. And to top all of that off, this fucking dumpster fire of a song has over 100,000 views on YouTube. And I read the comments. These people think this song is good. Hold on, everyone. I'll be right back. Anyway, the results are in, and it looks like Money Machine by Gex100 is moving on to compete in December. Look, I get it. The Black Dresses song was way fucking worse, but I'm assuming people thought it was so bad they didn't think it was fair for it to compete in December, so they voted against it at a protest. And that's fine. 100 Gex is plenty bad enough, and now I never have to hear that fucking Black Dresses song again. So y'all made the right choice. And with that, on with the show.
They call me Bo Step Daddy, 'cause I fucked your mom.
What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me, as always, back by popular demand, it's Red. How you doing?
What's going on, dude?
Red, I am beyond pumped and ecstatic for what we are about to do. Before we get into all of that, people, you know what to do at this point. If you don't, I'm going to remind you. You check us out over at shittysong.show, where you get links to the social media feed, the merch, and our Patreon. You leave us a voicemail over at 910-370-1604 with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. Joining us this week, host of... We've got... Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me. What the fuck? Oh, thank you so... Okay. It's very nice to talk with you guys for the first time. I'm a big fan of this show.
Yes.
I've never heard of it, actually, and I've never been on it. But thanks for having me, guys.
And we found this fucker on the street before we recorded and decided to put him on the show.
But we have no problem putting Mr. Magenta's name in the beginning of it. Who did he shoot is my question, because we heard the gun go off, and then he came right back. I feel... like there are questions that need to be answered.
Oh, absolutely. But we're never going to find out.
I think you put Black Dresses out of their misery.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But full disclosure, I bleeped you out for a reason. And it's because we've been threatened over here at Shitty Song of the Week. And, I don't want any associates or anybody known with the show to get in the trouble that we're about to get into.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you having my... having my best in your mind.
Wait a minute, man. Do I need to get a lawyer? Hold on a minute. Do I need to get a lawyer?
Shitty Song of the Week might need to get a lawyer, Red. We have had quite the busy week.
Yeah, we damn sure have.
So, just to get things going here, we are going with, I guess the category, if you're wondering, is independent artists.
Yeah, I guess that'll work.
Yeah, that's there's no genre or anything. We got a reason for bringing the song that we're bringing. We have been threatened with legal parameters, as he says. And I don't know, I might be a little scared. I might be shaking in my boots a little bit here, Red. I don't know what to do.
I feel like in true Shitty Song of the Week fashion, we just need to throw caution to the wind. I think you put it as we don't take kindly to threats round here.
Damn right.
So, Brandon, let's kick this thing off real quick.
Yeah. So, a little story before we get into this song. I was on WATP not that long ago for what I'm going to consider to be one of the greatest segments in the show's history. Everybody loved it. It was universally praised. I can't be more proud of myself for the appearance that I had on that show. It was great. But I brought Bo Daddy Harris, and we talked about his podcast and his music and his stand-up, and we had an okay time with it. It was not the greatest roast, but whatever. And in the middle of that, I had also mentioned one of his associates. I call them Cable Road. I was wrong. It's actually Cable Road.
Oh, shit.
Cable.
Yeah, Cable.
Kind of like cowbell, but just say it real fast.
Right.
Cable.
So I brought up a song that Cable and Bo did, and the only thing that I said about Cable was that his voice was high-pitched and the song sucks, and we barely even listened to it. It was a nothing thing. So I didn't think anything of it. And then I wake up one morning, and I receive this message. Hey, thanks for including me and Bo in your podcast titled Who Are These on Wine and Crime? So already, this dude does not know what the fuck he's talking about. He and I both respectfully ask you to refrain from contacting either of us further and do not mention our craft on your show without permission. Further infractions may result in legal parameters. We wish you the best with your creative endeavors.
Parameters, huh?
Yeah, legal parameters. This shit's serious. So
I heard it. His voice is high and the song sucked.
What exactly defines legal parameters?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine. I kind of feel like this guy just knows a couple somewhat big words and throws them into most of his conversations.
I can't think of too many conversations where I'd throw legal parameters around on a regular basis.
Well, I don't think he meant to say parameters, but that's what came out. So either way, this is a legally binding threat. I should take it seriously. So I immediately respond with, who are you? I've never even heard of you. Because he doesn't go by Cable Road. Cable Road is a stage name. That's a choice.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say his real name. I'm not one for doxing on the show. That's not what this is. So Cable immediately responds with, sir, you have been notified. Date 9/23/2022. And receipt acknowledged for the record written on 9/24/2022. 9/24/2022. I'm sorry. Have a good day, and please again be advised, cease and desist on all matters related to Cable Road and Bo Daddy Harris.
He means business, Brandon.
He's not fucking around, Red.
Wow.
No, he is not fucking around.
Yep. So, you know, of course, I'm not a monster, Red. You know, I get it. His feelings got hurt. He didn't want to hear the harsh things that I had to say about his music, and he knows that it's about to happen. So he's afraid, and you know, when you're backed into a corner, you're going to do whatever you're going to do. And that includes having a full-on fucking meltdown on Twitter. I'm not going to get into it.
Well, here's the thing, though, guys. It doesn't matter what he thinks about legal parameters or any of that bullshit. We have the legal right to talk about his shit if we want to.
Yep.
And there's nothing he can do about it.
Look, I told him this. If you cannot handle the criticism that comes your way after you put something out on the internet for people to listen to, then maybe you're a little too thin-skinned to be an artist or a musician and you might want to stop.
I'll agree with that sentiment.
He's a poet and an academic and a musician is what his YouTube channel says anyway.
Yeah, goddamn, is he ever. Anyways, we had a little thing with him and Bo on Twitter. We all made up with Bo. Bo Daddy Harris is an official friend of Shitty Song of the Week. He gets what's going on here. So that's great. Cable Road, however, doesn't seem to be on the same page. So let's try to get him to understand, shall we?
Let's.
Please.
Yeah. I know we've gone on about this long enough. I needed to explain the backstory. So we are tonight we're talking about Cable Road. I don't know quite where to go with this fucking guy. Red, you've done more research on this dude than I have.
All right, so quick story. Okay, story time.
Another one. Go for it.
Some months ago, just I'm gonna paraphrase mine real quick. Some months ago, whenever Brandon introduced me to Bo Daddy Harris with Queen of My Heart, he brought it to the show as an entry for Shitty Song of the Week.
History was made that day.
After that episode was over, I went down a Bo Daddy Harris rabbit hole. Okay, try saying that three times real fast. I found Cabell Road. Right, he'd done a couple of duets with Bo, and so I, you know, immediately went down a Cabell Road rabbit hole, and I saved song after song after song after song to bring on Shitty Song of the Week. It just never happened. It just never came up. So whenever all this shit happened and Brandon sent me some screenshots of some messages, I was like, who the hell is that? Come to find out, it's good old Cabell. And I'm like, yes, I'm very familiar with Cabell. And then we talked about bringing Adam on the show here. And Brandon says, do you have a song? And I was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. One of the worst, I think, in his whole collection. That's just my opinion right off the hip.
So
it's called, what is it called, Brandon?
It's called Paid in Full.
There you go. I can't remember the name of it.
Too bad that Adam guy you were talking about didn't show up, but I'll gladly stand in for him and take part in tonight's revelry.
Yes, thank you, not Adam, for helping us participate in this.
You're very welcome.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Mary Jane showed up, guys.
So, look, as far as the whole Bo Daddy Harris thing goes, Bo Daddy, I think, is more self-aware than Cabell Road. I think he knows that his whole getup is ridiculous and he's into it. Whatever. Good for him. I support it. Go on. Cabell Road, I think, takes his music very, very seriously. This dude thinks of himself as one of the deepest musicians and songwriters that have got to be out there today, just based off of what I've heard.
Does he refer to himself as a composer?
I haven't seen any of it, but I have seen, he does a lot of instrumental stuff as well. So I guarantee you he calls them compositions.
I bet he does.
His YouTube channel says that he's a poet, academic, songwriter, and something or another else. But he's an academic. He uses words like legal parameters and stuff.
He's so learned.
Yeah, learned.
This guy's music, it's interesting to me because I get the feeling, and I tried asking him these questions after the whole blowout, and surprise, he didn't respond back to me. So that's whatever. So I'm just going to speculate.
He doesn't like you, Brandon.
I don't get why. So I looked into his stuff a bit. I get the feeling that based off of what I've gathered info on him, he and I listen to a lot of the same music and take influence from some of the same artists, like acoustic instrumental shit-wise. And then he decides to throw vocals into the mix, and that's where everything takes the sharpest left turn. And I'm not saying that he's a talented guitarist, because he's not. All of his instrumental shit is basically two or three riffs that are played over and over again for 4 minutes, and that's the song.
Yeah.
I had one to show you, but we're not going to get into it. So, Paid in Full has got one of the most mediocre rhythms that I've ever heard. It sounds like his guitar is meant to be in an alternate tuning, but it is also out of tune. This dude has no rhythm whatsoever. And, I mean, we already know his voice is absolutely absurd. So, if you can, try to pay attention to these lyrics, because, guys, they're deep. They are so deep and meaningful. What he has to say in this song.
I'm convinced he's tone deaf as shit.
Oh, 100%. And this is off of the album Love Left Lost.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah. And he wastes no time. There's no intro, so prepare for it.
November gray was replaced by these songs.
If I wanted to do a Cabell Road impression, it's not far off from doing a retarded person's voice. It really is not.
November rain, what is the way?
Beans and Frank.
Yeah.
Beans and Frank.
And I mean, of course I'm exaggerating, God. But I'm really not that far off.
You're not.
Yeah.
Not Adam, real quick before we move on. Are you familiar with Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to pay attention to something really quick. Brandon, play it back from the very beginning, the very first line of this. This has been an earworm for me since I heard this song, okay? November Gray, I'm assuming, is what the lyric is. November Gray. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yep. Whenever I Just Call to Say I Love You lyrics start, it has the same note. It's been stuck in my fucking head, dude. Brandon, if you will, please, if you've got it queued up there, play like the first of I Just Called and then start Cabell's song over again and see if not Adam can figure it out.
I can already hear it. It's No New Year's Day.
Yep.
And
yeah,
November
thank you.
Gray.
Thank
it's just that it's the slightest order of the second and third note. But no, the second you brought it up, I heard it.
No New Year's Day.
November Gray.
Yep, and then once again.
Yeah, dude.
November Gray.
It's dead on.
Was replaced by this is a composition.
Yeah.
Sunny days.
Now, I think, I'm just going to guess because they do so many collabs together. I think Bo Daddy is the string section in this song. Because he plays the piano, I think that this is a synthesized string section that's going on. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Bo Daddy?
I think so. I know Bo Daddy plays the piano, and I know that these guys collaborate on virtually everything. And he wouldn't answer my questions, so I don't know. Like, look, this is all on him. I asked him all the questions that I need to understand this song, and he refused to answer me. So all of my speculations are his fault.
See what you did, Cabell.
We could have had fun with this, Cabell, you and I.
You had 144 characters and you turned it into an hour-long episode.
Yep. And now everyone has to suffer because of you.
It's all your fault. God damn it.
All right, here we go. Sing along if you know the words, everyone.
Felt away like outer space.
Felt away like outer space. Come on.
Yeah.
Felt away like outer space.
No, see, you did it better.
It's not hard to do, man.
I can't put my finger on how to do a good him impression right now. There's something... We'll get there. We'll get there. But wow, you're right. It's bad. It's definitely somewhere between retarded and something else.
It sounds like a retard got punched in his stomach right before he was going to sing a sad song. So he's winded while he's doing it.
Okay, no more need to wait. We got it.
Yep, here we go.
That's okay. Still the same. I forgive the lesson spots with pain.
What a great transition.
That rivals Mariah Carey. What are you talking about?
And what chords is he trying to strum there?
Oh my God.
I know it's nitpicky as fuck, but I can hear him staring at the fretboard while he is performing this song. He's got zero confidence in what he is doing, so he is watching his fingers play this while he's like, oh yeah, there's words I'm supposed to be singing.
You can hear him staring at his fretboard.
I absolutely can, and now you'll be able to, too.
The sacrifice I made to play the stage. Respect the cost it's worth.
The horns are a nice touch.
The price I pay.
Yeah, Chuck Mangione really does help out with this one.
And that trumpet sounds real. Like, as a trumpet player, it's hard to fudge, make a fake trumpet. So either someone's playing that or he found that. Who knows? But that's by far the best part of this heaping pile of shit.
Well, I've only seen him play the guitar, yeah, so I've got no idea who else is a part of this or like what the process was in arranging this.
Fucking A.
Miles down road pass, journey dear, close to heart. I enjoyed the impact.
Impact? He enjoys. I was excited to hear what he enjoyed, and it's like, did he say like the impact?
What did he say?
The impact, but like, did he say it weirdly? His Twitter account, because who knows what his real name is, but his Twitter account said Spain, right? Okay, so never mind. Forget that. I don't know what he said.
Yeah, but he's not from Spain.
Is impart a word?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what he said. And why would he enjoy that? Or maybe I enjoy being a part? Let's listen to it again. Let's see if we can hear it. I know everyone's dying to hear this song.
I enjoyed the impact. Distant plans.
No idea.
He enjoys the impark.
But then he tries to rhyme whatever that word was with dark. So, what the fuck?
Okay.
He enjoys being in park. That sounds about right. I love Lamp. You know, it's like Steve Carell and Anchorman.
I enjoy being a part?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure he'll be willing to just dish them out immediately after this comes out.
Yeah, I don't know. Campbell, we need these lyrics on Genius, buddy, ASAP.
Yeah, for real.
Holy shit.
Yeah! Song filler.
Squeezing every single testicle he has left.
He is struggling so hard to hit those chords on that guitar. I would love to know how long he's been playing for. It's not a good sign when the sad trumpet is the best part of this song.
I was going to say, I kind of enjoy the trumpet part of this, not going to lie.
I'll forgive the lessons born with pain. I accept it's changed, it's not the same. The sacrifice I made to play. Stage. Respect the cost, it's worth what I paid.
The sacrifice I made to play the stage was worth what I paid?
Suddenly Neil Young is a lot more tolerable.
Dude, this video doesn't even have 100 views on YouTube. You need to calm the fuck down.
He's going on tour, local bars. He's big time. He's got a record label. He's got album after album after album coming out.
As we can hear.
He's writing books. This man's fucking rock star, guys.
He's got big things going on. Yeah. Well, we only have like 20 seconds left, guys. Let's just suffer through it. I really don't care if this shit wins. I can't stand this fucker. You want to threaten me with your legal bullshit? This is what's going to happen. Fuck you.
This was so much fun.
Yeah. Was it, though? Was it really?
Consider.
It was. I've been looking forward to this.
Your entry into the fold, Cabell. You're being initiated right now. This is a fucking olive branch. Get with the program, dude. Get with the fucking program.
Fuck that. I'm not extending an olive branch. Fuck
I'm
this
just
piece
saying,
of shit.
Dude.
Sue me, motherfucker. Sue
Come
me.
Come on, Brandon. We got to be angel and devil here. One's got to play bad cop, one's got to play good cop here.
Fuck around and find out, Cabell. Fuck around Holy and find shit. Out.
Calm down there, Spartacus.
Yeah, let's finish this abortion. This fucking retard.
Price up.
Way to hold that note.
Damn.
Holy shit, that you weren't kidding. That was like an 82 count.
Oh, god damn.
Wow.
We could have had a lot of fun with this, Cabell, you and I. This could have been a great back and forth. You had to pull your whiny bitch bullshit, and this is what's going to happen.
That was something else. And I'm glad to hear something so shitty and independent back on the show again.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since we've done it. And my hand was forced, guys, so. The ball's in your court, you piece of shit. Do what you're gonna do.
Was that you talking to me?
I mean, kinda, yeah.
No kidding, but I'm kind of not.
So not Adam, you piece of shit. What do you got for us?
Well, I brought a song by an independent artist called Tracy Lee, and her biography is, I am a singer, songwriter, producer, poet, graphic design.
Oh boy.
So she is a graphic design. I will continue this list. She is a photography. She is a dance. She is a walking. She is a encouraging others, and she is helping them to see their, T-H-E-R-E, self-worth. Changing the world with a song and a smile. Uh-huh. She said she started as a self-published author and she ended up a horse lady living in Texas. You find her Twitter account. There's a lot of equestrian photography all over the place.
What did you bring?
Her oldest video is 4 years old and has 7 views as of this morning.
Ooh.
She has 29 releases on Bandcamp. And let's get into the song before we go anywhere else. This is Tracy Lee with Invisible. I heard we wanted an independent retard, and I brought one. So here you go, Cabell. This is who I brought to go up against you.
All right. You let me know when to pause it. Already the music is better. I'm just going to say that.
There's no trumpet in this. So nope. You can take that back.
Do you remember that South Park episode with Wing?
With Wing? Yeah, of course. I love Wing.
Yeah, that's what this sounds like.
This is some deep shit. But so this, here's my other thing. This song comes from the YouTube channel Blank TV. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it, but I'm for sure that you've seen a music video that's been on it. They've got Suicidal Tendencies to Less Than Jake, No Effects, fucking Everlast. But if you submit your music video with a recommended $10 donation, they will upload it to their account if you sign over all rights to your music. So they get the monetization and everything. It is absolutely insane. This channel has 756,000 subscribers.
Wow. Damn.
And this video had 300 views as of this morning. So yeah, it's a shitty pay-to-play fucking scam. Fuck Blank TV. Fuck fucking Tracy Lee. And this song is bullshit. And there's a little bit more of it to come.
I was talking about Cabell not having any confidence in his music when he was playing. What the hell is this? This is like the most shy performer that I've ever heard. She's too afraid to even step up to the microphone to sing. And she's whispering it at you. What is going on here?
It sounds like she's standing across the room.
And there's no melody to the lyrics. It's literally as if she's got them written down in a notebook and she's reading them off in a crazy mixed up world. And this is it's so fucking bizarre. And we're not even talking about how this is mixed terribly.
We're 10 seconds into the actual meat of the song. You've brought up that there's no melody. You will, however, take that back soon, because when this song is said and done, the smallest three note, just almost like one of those fucking flutes in those movies that get the aliens to show up. It's just the littlest melody that's going to haunt you. And you were right about her fucking confidence. Let's play a game. Read me, like, try to hear some lyrics, because I've got the lyrics right here. I printed them out.
Oh, thank God.
I got them from Tracy Lee herself. So I've got the real deal, including, instead of chorus, both times the chorus appears, she wrote choirs.
Oh, boy.
There's two verses, a choir, two more verses, and another choir. And we're not even through the first verse. The song that I brought is the worst song ever, and I can't wait for Cabell to lose to it just so that it hits him that harder, because I know he's going to lose this week, and this song is so shitty, and Tracy Lee's the fucking worst, and this is just going to make Cabell feel even worse. Oh my God, I love being here. Thanks for having me, guys.
My goal is to have Cabell versus Bo Daddy in Shitty Song of the Year. That's what I want.
And Cabell's totally going to take it.
In a perfect world.
Yeah. Maybe someday. She's not saying words.
Pause it. Okay, so do you want... We're about to... What you just heard is the entire song, and she's about to repeat it five more times.
Great.
Yes.
I was wondering why this was 5 minutes long.
Do you want me to read you the lyrics now? Do you want to run through it again, try to pick some stuff out, and then I can read you to them maybe four verses down the line? You tell me.
Yeah, just give it to me now, man.
Okay, in this crazy messed up world... Full of broken, shattered dreams. You're not a misfit toy hidden from the world. You're not invincible. You're is also spelt wrong every time. You're visible. I see a little bit of you in me. I see you from where I stand. You are not on an island made of sand. People may not understand. It doesn't mean that you're not grand.
Red fish, blue fish, whatever the fuck Dr. Seuss said.
Believe me when I say, you're made beautiful in every way. You're not invisible, you're visible. That's favorite lyric. You're not invisible, you're visible.
Those aren't lyrics. That's a children's book. You can put some shitty animation to that, and that's a children's book about, like, accepting you for you.
Well, let's see how much, now that you know the lyrics, see how much you can pick up throughout the song, and let me know what you hear and what you want me to repeat, and let's see if we can make it to the end, or if this will be the second song that does not get played in its entirety on Shitty Song of the Week history. Shout out Blue Pants!
I mean, the first one had a bunch of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, unless that pops up in this, I don't know, but...
Not yet.
Okay, hold on. After I see where you stand or whatever the fuck that was, what is she saying? Because that's not words.
Yes, it is. It's I see you from where I stand. You are not on island made of sand. You are not on island made of sand. Take it back a few.
I don't want to. We're going to hear it five times over.
You'll hear it four more times.
Yeah. It's going to come back. So, guys, sing along. You know the words.
Well, if you don't, what you're about to hear is people may not understand. if it doesn't mean that you're not grand. We'll take it from there.
God, why do I have a retarded Mindy Kaling singing at me while she's whispering?
Beautiful in every way. Ugh. Don't say that alone. You are strong.
How can we do it?
How can we do it?
What the hell was that?
What the hell?
Was that like fucking propaganda in the background of this song? What the hell?
It was some fucking weird rally chant or something. Holy shit. It's so bad. And the YouTube comments on this are fucking, they're so positive. She is to singing what a knife is to fucking Q-tips.
YouTube's a safe area now, Adam. You can't insult anybody anymore. And especially when someone comes out with a song about accepting you for you, people flock to that shit. They're so goddamn stupid.
It's a song about accepting you for you, but she's self-conscious as a motherfucker and won't sing like she should.
Yeah, this is a goddamn... And it wouldn't be bad if it was over. Like, this is where, you know, you repeat it twice and then you fade it out and that's the end of the song.
I've got one of the YouTube comments right here. It says, "So touching. This song is simply brilliant and speaks to everyone."
How? It barely speaks.
You're not invincible. Wait, oh, what's the... "I see you from where I stand. You're not an island made of sand. People say that you're not grand." Holy shit.
She... Oh God, she's terrified to make a noise. Like, it's as if she's recording this while someone is sleeping in the bed right next to her and she doesn't want to wake them up.
And she has 29 releases on Bandcamp, which you can buy all of them for $27, the entire discography. It's a fucking deal.
Wow, what a steal, and just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, you'll be the first one to ever buy anything of hers.
She sees it from where she stands, very far away.
Yeah, not an island made of sand either.
So a beach? Is that what she's referring to?
Possibly.
I'll never hear it, because I'm not going to go any further into this woman. But I would love to hear what her actual singing voice sounds like, because I guarantee you that this is the only way that she could do this song and not have her voice break or like any fuck ups with notes or getting ultra pitchy. This is as good as she can get.
And it's wavery. It's brutal.
Yeah.
I feel like her and Cabell should do a duet together.
I would throw in $25 to make that happen, for sure.
Absolutely.
I can match you on that.
Hell yeah.
So this next run through, what I'm gonna do is I'm actually gonna show you how the song is broken up. There are, in each repeat part, like that 25-second block that we've heard three times now, there is verse, verse, choirs, verse, verse, choirs in that 25 seconds. So I'm going to pause it every time I'll tell you a new part of the song is happening. So press play for verse one, and I'll tell you when to stop.
All right.
Pause. Verse one, this is from Tracy Lee herself, is "in this crazy messed up world full of broken shattered dreams."
That's the verse.
Are you ready for verse two? Press play.
An incomplete sentence. That's awesome.
Yep.
You always want to end your verses with a comma. Everybody knows that.
Pause. Verse two is, "you are not a misfit toy hidden from the rest of the world." Are you ready for the chorus?
Okay. we're not even going to acknowledge that she rhymes world with world.
No, because the way that she like hits it and the... I you don't even notice it unless you really hear it aloud.
I guess not.
Pause. That was the choirs. The choirs is, "you're not invincible, you're spelt wrong. You're visible." So "you're not invisible, you're visible" is the greatest lyric in music history. So that's why you should vote for Cabell. I see a little bit of you in me. That's the choirs.
Why are you calling it the choirs?
Because that's what she wrote in the email that she sent to me. When she broke it down, she didn't spell chorus. She spelled it choirs. C-H-O-I-R-S. She is...
I have been listening to this, waiting for choirs to show up. And you son of a bitch.
Oh, no, no. She just misspelled chorus.
When are we going to get to the fireworks factory?
And that's kind of when the song repeats, what with verse 3 and 4. So how far are we into this and how long is it?
We are 2 minutes and 15 seconds into a 4 minute and 51 second song.
Oh, my God. Not Adam.
There's at least 3 or 4 more repeats of it. I'll take your word for it if you've got enough from it. But that'll also say about how shitty the song is, because it is, it goes another 4 times.
Adam, I mean, you were here when we recorded the worst thing shitty song the week's ever done, and that's Listen to the World's Longest Song, and that was a fucking debacle that we suffered through for a long time. I think I can handle 3 more minutes of this.
Right. Why does everybody keep calling me that name? and there was that time, last time I was here, I brought that 9-minute song with crying about rape, and this is only half that length.
Yeah, but I wish this was about rape. I wish there was crying in this. Like, something. Give me something. Like, she sounds like she's on the verge of tears already. Just let him come.
All right, just play it. Let's play it. Don't stop. Let's laugh. We can do whatever. Stop if you want. I'm going to try to sing along with the lyrics.
No, this is going to be the longest clip in Shitty Song of the Week history. We are just going to suffer through the rest of this, everyone.
Keep that in mind when you're voting.
Her voice is quiet enough. We can talk over it, and it's fine. See a little bit of me.
Don't stay down for long. You're beautiful in every way. Don't stay down for long. You are.
How can we do it?
How can we do it?
Crazy messed up world, full of broken shattered dreams.
In this crazy messed up world, full of broken shattered dreams. No, not a misfit boy.
Don't not a misfit boy. I finally caught on to that. That's the greatest part of this whole thing.
You'll hear it a couple more times if you like it so much.
Oh, God damn. Starting to turn around.
You like it now?
I'm kind of digging it.
Oh shit! You're welcome.
She's right. I'm not invisible. I see things so clearly now.
And you are grand.
I am. You hear that, Cabell? Suck a dick, you piece of shit. Oh, she's mixing it up now.
Okay, I think we're actually done with the lyrics.
So you're telling me that the last 50 seconds of this is just music?
Yeah, and funny thing is, I was listening to this, and I know she's into horses. And I looked up horse ketamine, and apparently it's a thing. Like, ketamine is used for horses, for horse tranquilizers. It's common, and it makes a lot of sense in her case.
So you think she's nodded out trying to sing these songs?
I think a little bit. Oh, she's back.
I think it's hilarious that she thought someone was going to sample this music, so she's got the really long breaks of it.
So Blank TV, who she published this video through, you can also spend $20 and have it premiere on Blink TV, which I don't know what that means. I think that just means like you can do like a live chat, but holy fucking shit, she did that. So she spent $20 to get this and then two of her previous videos. So she's totally serious. She's a crazy person. Blank TV is the fucking worst. They have almost 800,000 subscribers on YouTube and they have a Patreon. Guess how much they make a month on Patreon?
Far too much.
$1. I'm not kidding you.
That's still too much.
What?
You are correct. All of this is Blank TV. It's a hoax that I'm looking to uncover soon over on somebody who I don't know, but I was referred to this podcast, The Internet as a Toilet, so somebody's going to take over it over there. But yeah, holy shit. Tracy Lee, what did you think? She came from Blank TV.
That was something else. I guess I would go down a little bit of a rabbit hole and just see if she speaks up in any other song of hers.
Yeah, yeah, that's my thing. I want to hear her actually sing.
There's funk, there's R&B, there's a reggae song, there's Christmas music. Oh, yeah. You can find her, like, her 29 releases on Bandcamp. Most of them are on Spotify. Yeah.
Christmas music?
What would her fucking... Why wouldn't you bring her reggae shit? Chaman!
Okay, because you'll hear it. This was truly the worst thing that I could find because I knew you were going to bring a heaping pile of wet brown, so I needed to bring something that had multiple bad to it. Her reggae song's fucking a banger. I pumped that shit, yeah.
I'll have to check it out. So, Adam, after having listened to the wondrous master, the virtuoso that is Cabell Road and Tracy Lee, what do you think stands out as the shittier song this week?
Well, I'll wait for that Adam guy to chime in, but I know that I have to say
God that damn it.
I know Cabell Road is brutal. Holy shit. Fuck him and everything about his music and just inability to play along and not be a little whiny turd. Tracy Lee is a fucking god in comparison to him.
Dang.
And Red, how do you feel about it?
Well, see, I've got a love hate with this thing, Brandon. Cowbell is one of those dudes you love to hate. You know what I mean? Like, I get off on him being so pissed off he can't stand it about us reviewing his music, and he can't do anything about it. This is the line in the sand, Cable. Tracy Lee is probably, I'm going to say, like, neck and neck with Roo-Rah for me, dude. That shit was atrocious.
I don't think it was that bad.
Oh, dude, you can barely hear it.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm saying it wasn't that bad. I could hear every second of Rua crying at you for 4 minutes.
Well, now that you say it like that, Tracy Lee didn't piss me off like Rua did, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
But Tracy Lee kind of grows on you like a really fucking brutal headache.
It's entertaining.
Like, it starts really bad, but it kind of gets tolerable.
You could create, you could make that song one of those 10-hour loop YouTube videos, and I don't think anyone would ever notice because it's already doing that itself. People, you know the drill. You know what to do. You don't know? That's okay. I'm going to tell you. You go over to shittysong.show where you get to decide which one of these god-awful, annoying, painful, drudging pieces of shit that we just listened to gets to move on. If you think that the... I apologize. Let me do this again. If you think the nothing that was the Tracy Lee song where she doesn't really, you know, sing, talk to you, but she's, you know, doing this whole thing for 4 minutes, if you think that was the, the worst song, then you vote for that. Otherwise, that annoying, retarded cocksucker Cavil Road is going to move on for Shitty Song of the Year. And I'm really hoping that that's the thing that we can make happen. I would love nothing more than to see him go up. I would drive to his house and hand deliver him his golden shitty. And this, I promise you people, will happen if that's the case.
Those are big words, Brandon.
I will find those lonely, pathetic, like, internet sleuth losers who track down, like, pedophiles and killers and shit, and have them help me find Cabell Road, and I will figure out where he lives to hand him his golden shitty.
Wow.
All right, you hear that, Cabell?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's high praise. I won't do that with anyone else, Cabell. It's just you.
Not even Toby Keith gets that kind of fucking treatment.
Oh, I don't want his cancer. I'm going to stay the fuck away from that. So, anyway, I want to thank you so much for coming on and helping us go through all that obnoxious bullshit. Is there anything you want to try to plug while you're here?
Yes, I would love to plug the fact that I want to see Cabell win. Like, I want to see him. I want to see Tracy Lee get single digits, and he sees that too. I want him to know that he is way more worse than she is. That's it. And some fat guy told me about a website, toilet.show, where you can find lots of stuff. But I don't know. He looked kind of weird. Thanks for having me, guys. That was amazing.
December.
Absolutely. And
sorry.
No New Year's Day.
Is there anything that we should plug while we're at it? I mean, we're going to need all the money we can get to afford a lawyer.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. So check out the Patreon. If 1 million people give us $1 for the Patreon, we'll have enough money to afford the lawyer against Cabell. So
I feel like that's reasonable.
Yeah. Patreon.com/SSOTW. Give us $1 so we can pay our legal parameters.
Fuck that. Yeah, Step it up. Give them 2.
There we go. Now you're talking. Well, guys,
I mean, if 1 million people give us $1, I mean.
Yeah, but why not give us 2? It's $2. I mean, by that logic, they should give us $5.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
You know what? 1 million people gives us $100 each, and we can afford to hire all the lawyers that we need to deal with these legal parameters that we are about to face.
Uh-oh. And buy an island.
Made of sand.
Of course. Which is essential. It's got to be made of sand.
And you're both pretty grand.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. But that's going to wrap it up for this week. So as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
Beep.
And until next time.
Later.
So, for those of you who noticed that there was some extra time left on the episode and decided to stick around, you're in luck. We've got a hidden track for y'all.
Yay!
Oh!
Yeah, a shitty song of the week first.
That means they stuck around because they were nosy about what the extra minutes were.
Or lazy.
What do we have planned, Brandon?
Well, I'll tell you what we have planned. Like we said in the earlier episode, Bo Daddy Harris is sort of on Shitty Song of the Week's side now. I don't know how he's going to feel about the Cabell Road review, but as of this moment, he likes us.
We're slowly building a bridge to burn it down. What are we?
You're goddamn right.
What are we doing here, Brandon?
Bo Daddy actually requested that we review one of his songs. Not only did he ask us to review this song, he asked us to compare it to a much more successful country artist.
Ouch.
Yep. So there's no polls for this. No one's going to vote on it. We're just going to fuck around and have our fun with this and decide which one of these two is truly worse, better. I don't know what he was hoping for by this review.
Wait.
But I don't think he's going to get it.
Wait, right here, right now, after this is over, we're going to vote and see which one's the worst, like, real time?
I guess so. I mean, I don't want to put a poll out for this shit.
Nice.
Deal.
All right, so, you know, the gag's over. I'm not doing it anymore, Adam. Okay. I doubt Cabell Road is listening at this point. So I'm going to give you which song you want to start off with.
Bo Daddy, it's been a while since, and you said you're about to burn a bridge, a deep, deep reverberated bridge. Give me some more. I can't wait for it.
Okay. So he asked us to review a song called Paradise. And it's a classic Bo Daddy country jam. And that's all I'm going to say about it right now. We're just going to listen to it and go from there.
Let's dive right in.
All right. You asked for this, Bo. I love it when he puts that in all of his songs, where he does like a little warm-up exercise with his vocals and shit, or he announces that he's on the track, like you don't know.
It's like a Halloween ghost sound effect, just like pitch shifted down two octaves.
I was gonna ask, did he come? Because it sounded like it.
It was a down pitch shifted coming Halloween ghost. Oh,
yeah, that's why. Sound that's effect. Why Paradise is the euphoria he feels post coming.
Right.
Oh, Bo Daddy. Yeah.
And I've seen him perform. I haven't seen it live, but I've watched videos of him performing live several times. It's always just him and maybe like one guitar player or a backing track.
Yeah.
I've never seen him with a full band. Does he pay? It makes me wonder if he pays for royalty-free country music and sings over that, or if there's someone actually writing this music for him.
Come on, Bo's got a studio band, Brandon. Give him some credit.
Does he, though?
You know he talks about it, but holy shit, fucking punch his throne.
Oh, goddamn. Okay, well, let's continue on. See if we can figure out what he's saying here. Leaving the job at 2 with the same old news. Can't get ahead where I want to. So I get my car packed up and
ready to move. I can't get head when I want to, so I get my cock something. Tracy Lee's easier to understand.
And there's no rhythm here. Like, he's trying to, but his voice is so slow, it drags the whole song back.
Every now and then, he catches the melody for like a split second, and then he loses it again.
Yeah.
God bless the man.
I can't get ahead where I want to.
I can't get ahead when I want to.
So I get in my car and ooh. That's about as good as I can figure.
They're not like, much different than each other. It's just like one's written by an 18-year-old and the other's written by an 11-year-old. And they're actually both written by a 40-year-old.
I feel bad because I know if I asked Bo for the lyrics to this, I could have got them.
I am amazed. I mean, like, it baffles me how deep this man's voice goes. If that man could harness that and use it, man, I'm telling you, Bo Daddy, his voice is ridiculous, man.
Well, he
I don't even know.
He shouldn't be singing. Like, Bo Daddy should not be the front man in this thing. He should be like, he's the guy that starts the song off like he did with his oohs and the groans and whatever. And then in the middle of the song, right when it breaks down in the bridge, he's the one that's like, hey, baby, you know it's just me and you. Like, he's the one that breaks shit down for you guys and sets the mood. He's not the fucking person that sings and seduces you.
Bo Daddy is the hillbilly Nate Dogg.
Bo Dallad, he's like the tall boys to men guy.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what he needs to be doing. Yeah.
This guy gets it.
Like, because that guy just hit like low notes and then came out with the baby. You know I always love you. Instead of like, holy shit, Bo Daddy.
Oh, we still got 3 minutes left. Miles and miles, get oh, to me, boy. So I know it's gonna be a hell of a drive, boy. So let go ahead of all the last time. Cause I want my life to be a pain. It's like ska, right? It turned into like a country reggae song where he talks about hopping in a car and going to the beach.
Pick it up, pick it up.
It's one of my favorite Bo Daddy songs.
It's not bad. I mean, as far as that, as Bo Daddy songs go.
Yeah, you know, just like an instrumental with a down pitch shifted ghost sound effect played over it for 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's someone just drunkenly growling at you for 4 minutes. Clapping, fuck you, Bo. My mistake is I drive down to interstate. You can't rhyme mixtape and interstate, Bo. Come on.
He's trying, Brandon. He's trying.
Well, he asked me to do this. This is not my fault. There's a couple songs I put on replay that put a smile on my face. Drive miles and miles to get to the beach, so I know it's gonna be a hell of a drive, oh, so. But let go ahead of all the last time. Cause I want my life to be a paradise. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He's got that soul to him, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't belong in country music. What the fuck? Like, and this.
At all.
This deep voice could work with country music. But he's trying to fuse country and soul and disco and funk and R&B and all of these things into one bizarre fucking track.
I don't think disco soul country has ever been done, has it?
He's a visionary. I've been saying it this whole time.
Like, Rhinestone Cowboy doesn't qualify because that's not soul, I don't guess. Or country, for that matter. Innovative, Bo Daddy. Innovative.
Uh-oh. What's up, Adam?
Can I pause? My daughter just woke up.
Yeah.
And my wife's asleep. Could I just say, like, thanks for having me or something? And then you can, like, pitch that in at the end?
Yeah, that's fine, man. Go for it.
All right. Bo Daddy gets my vote as far as best or shittiest song goes. I love Bo Daddy. I'm wearing my shirt right now. God bless you, dude. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's cheers. Like you were here the whole time. Thank you so much.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
All right, take it.
Aww.
Take it easy.
What?
Take it easy, bud.
Feel free to insert those. All right, cheers, guys.
All right, man.
Later.
Oh, goddamn. All right, let's keep going here. Or do you want... Okay, look, do we keep going? Do you want to just listen to the fucking other song? How do you want to do this, Red? We're like halfway through this thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, I feel like I get the idea. You know what I mean? Like, I feel...
Yeah, I'm not expecting the vocals to change much in the rest of the song.
No, but on an ending note, like, I really... I'm going to question, like, the backing band. I don't know if it's a royalty-free or if it's... I like to think that Bo has his own studio band. You know what I mean? But...
If
he doesn't, then, you know, a lot of people use royalty-free music. A lot of people use it, so I get it. But at the same time, you know, Bo Daddy, I want you to work on your vocals, man. I want you to hone that thing because I really feel like there's potential there, dude. Like, you're doing a great job at what you do, but I really feel like if you were to hone that voice in just a wee bit, you'd have something solid, brother.
Absolutely. But let's move on to the other song, the one that he requested we compare Paradise to.
Okay.
I wasn't familiar with this man because, you know, I'm not big on country music. You said that you were. So Bo Daddy wanted to compare Paradise to a Tyler Hubbard song.
Yeah, see, I've never heard of this guy before. Never heard of him.
You okay. Okay, interesting.
No.
I would have. I assumed wrong, and I apologize.
He reminds me of a couple people that I've heard before, but I don't know who this is in particular. Like, he sounds like, before we get started with it, he sounds like Florida Georgia Line. He sounds like Morgan Wallen. You know, he sounds like all those other bro country bands that are out there in the music industry. And this is one of the things that I hate. Like, this is one of the genres of music that I hate, is this bro country pop shit. And I don't know whether this is going to be a hard decision, Brandon. It really is, because aesthetically you've got Bo Daddy and the sound and the voice and all that. But then we've brought this kind of music to the Shitty Song of the Week before.
Right. This is nothing new.
Right. So this falls in line with all that other bro country shit that I hate. And this is going to be a tough one.
Well, I think it's an interesting comparison for him to try to match Paradise to this Tyler Hubbard song. I don't get it. For the record, we're talking about 5'9" is the name of it.
Yeah.
This music video has 4.5 million views on YouTube. And let's just say that Paradise falls a little short of that number.
Yeah. I don't know why this genre of music is even popular. And comparing this to Bo Daddy is apples and fried chicken, as you put it in a message the other day. Bo Daddy's trying to portray the rhythm, soul, blue, disco thing, and this is pop bro country. So it's apples and fried chicken. You can't really compare the two, in my opinion, honestly. But
yeah, so let's just give it a minute or so and see how this goes. And, you know, who knows? Jag makes good. I'm gonna be honest with you. I kind of like the music in this song more than Bo Daddy.
I was getting ready.
I like that rhythm.
I was getting ready to comment on that. I feel like I enjoy the highway on the road again style of music behind Bo Daddy's song than I do this.
Okay, so we're on different ends here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, something tells me that Tyler Hubbard doesn't have that special voice that Bo does. Let's see if we can figure out what he's saying. Whiskey, red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. That's debatable. For kicking up dust in a tail light glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love.
Why can't they just make country music that doesn't pander so fucking hard, man? At least Bo Daddy wrote his shit himself and he sings it from his heart. This shit right here is like a million other bro country songs.
Well, that's the credit that I'm going to give Bo Daddy, because I've listened to a good amount of his music and a lot of his country stuff.
Yeah.
And as far as his country music goes, I can't really hear any of the tropes that you hear in all other country music.
No.
He doesn't talk about pickup trucks or, you know, mason jars full of moonshine or that southern girl in a small town. You know, none of the bullshit that you hear in every single country song.
And
this one, he put all of them in it.
Yeah, this sounds like a Morgan Wallen song.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I like the rhythm in the beginning. I don't mind that. But the rest of this is just standard douche country nonsense.
Yep.
Do we even have to go any further in the listening to it?
Give me a little bit more of it, because I want to see where the 5'9" thing's going.
Well, he did that. In the chorus, he's 5'9" is referring to the height of his girl.
Oh, well, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it's a dud. It's a nothing.
Wow. Well, that was an interesting turn of events. I feel like the whole entire premise around that comparison right there was the lyrics and the pandering and the not pandering lyrics and the from the heart aspect of all this, because you know as good as I do, Tyler Hubbard didn't write that song. Somebody else did.
Right. I will give you that. Like, look, we can't understand what he's saying, and the lyrics that we can understand are absolute nonsense. but there is a lot more creativity and originality going into a Bo Daddy Harris song than there is any Tyler Hubbard song.
And look, I know we were trying to review, or we were supposed to be reviewing Paradise, but Bo, if you're listening right now still, man, like Queen of My Heart is a jam. Like we brought it to the show and we've listened to it a million times. You've become an icon on this show. And I feel like Queen of My Heart is probably my favorite Bo Daddy song at this point, just because of the repetition of it.
It's great, but I want to hear more funk from Bo Daddy. Like Automatic is a legitimate jam to me. I'm going to nerd out for a second on Bo Daddy Harris. That's my favorite fucking tune of his. And it's incredible. I want more of that. So, Bo, if you're still listening and you're not completely offended by the things that we say, you know, I think he gets what's going on here. And I do appreciate him throwing himself up on the chopping block for us to review.
Right. Yeah. Good on you, Bo.
Yeah. But fuck your friend Cabell. That stupid, pretentious, wannabe, deep, arrogant piece of shit needs to shut the fuck up or come around. I don't know, man.
Yeah, Bo, you're allowed to come over and play, but your friend Cable's not. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. I love that you're calling him Cable.
Yeah, my intention was to call him Cable the entire episode just to piss him off and mispronounce his name, but I forgot to, so.
Yeah, well. I think that's as good a place to wrap this hidden track up. We don't need to sign off. You guys already heard that shit.
We should start doing this more often.
I kind of like the idea of like this, like a little bonus show added on to. But I love the idea of doing it like a hidden track. Like you don't know what episode is gonna have it.
Right. Yep. It's kind of nice. This is kind of what we do on Patreon, people. If you're still here, so this is the kind of shit you get when you subscribe to Patreon for $1. So.
Absolutely. But that's going to wrap it up. Go listen to another podcast. Our work here is done for the day. Yeah. See ya.
Get back to work.
Yeah, get back to it.